2012 to now $250 million per annum. But importantly, we've also invested significantly in ensuring the welfare of our main participants, the horses. Now, following on from the enormous success of the Everest, today I'm very excited to be here along with the Australian Turf Club to announce further additions to the Sydney Spring Racing calendar that continue the theme of race innovation and participation growth, as well as ensuring that our racing maintains momentum during this important part of our racing season. Highlighting today's announcement is the creation of a new race, the Golden Eagle, to be run for the first time on Saturday, the 2nd of November 2019 at Rosehill Gardens Racecourse over a distance of 1,500 metres. The Golden Eagle will be a race open to four-year-old horses at set weights, offering total prize money of $7.5 million. For the first time in the Australian thoroughbred racing calendar, there will be a feature race open only to four-year-olds. This is unique, and you'll understand the significance of this shortly with an announcement of a further initiative along with this race. We expect that the Golden Eagle will draw together the best four-year-old sprinter milers of each year, where these horses could come to the Golden Eagle through races such as the Epsom, the Everest obviously, or the Sydney Stakes. Importantly for racing in New South Wales, the $7.5 million in prize money offered for the Golden Eagle will be derived entirely from new revenues, new monies to the thoroughbred racing industry, and will not require a reallocation of existing revenues. The actual funding mechanism of the Golden Eagle will be the subject of a further announcement later. The staging of the Golden Eagle, which will be the world's third richest race on turf at Rosehill Gardens, will make it the richest race held at that racecourse and provides a new feature for this wonderful venue. But importantly, the Golden Eagle itself will be a celebration both of and for Western Sydney, the growing catchment area of our future racing participants. A further unique aspect of this new and exciting race is that 10% of the Golden Eagle prize money will be donated to bona fide charities, nominated by the owners of horses winning prize money. For example, the charity selected by the winner of the Golden Eagle in 2019 will receive $410,000, with $150,000 and $75,000 being paid to charities of the second and third placed horses respectively. This initiative will allow the New South Wales racing industry to support and recognise those charities that are so important to our communities and assist them to help those who are in most need of help. You'll note that the Golden Eagle follows on from the tradition established by two of Rosehill's other great races in the Golden Slipper and the Golden Rose, they run for two-year-olds and three-year-olds respectively. The Golden Slipper at two, the Golden Rose at three, and we'll now have the Golden Eagle at four, which will form the Golden Slam at Rosehill. Now, the Golden Slam creates a rare treble that will test horses against each of the crop of horses over the three racing seasons. We're pleased to also announce today that any horse winning all three races of the Golden Slam will receive a bonus of $5 million. Now, that's a huge incentive for our top horses to stay and compete in Sydney during our spring carnival. The Golden Eagle is the highlight of changes to the program in Sydney that will now see a feature race on each program throughout the spring. In addition to the Golden Eagle, the Bondi Stakes, a new $1 million race for three-year-olds, will be contested over 1,600 metres at Royal Randwick, and the first running of the Bondi Stakes will be on Saturday, the 26th of October 2019. The Bondi Stakes is a new feature for the three-year-old age group in Sydney during the spring. The race will follow on and draw from the Golden Rose and the Flight Stakes earlier in the spring. We're also strengthening our two-year-old spring calendar. The Golden Gift for two-year-olds was first run by the ATC in 2015. On Saturday, 9 November 2019, The Golden Gift will be run for $1 million prize money, creating a significant highlight race for two-year-olds at that time of the year. The Golden Gift, over 1,100 metres, will now be an important feature race in its own right. With prize money of $1 million, it will virtually ensure that at least the first and second placed horses will qualify for the Golden Slipper and other feature races for two-year-olds in the autumn. The addition of these races will see each Saturday program in Sydney carrying a major feature race during the spring from the start of September. These weekly highlights will include some of Sydney's great traditional spring races, such as the Epsom Handicap, the George Main Stakes, the Golden Rose and the Golden Eagle, comprising two legs of the Golden Slam. And of course, the TAB Everest, which is the jewel in the crown. We've seen the public and the race crowds respond to the Everest. These initiatives announced this morning will ensure that spring will now be an even more exciting time for racing in Sydney, and in particular Western Sydney at Rosehill Gardens. Now, before I hand over to Julie Ritchie and then to Peter Volandis to answer any questions you may have, I'd just like to finish off by saying that what we've announced today is not only good, will not only be good for New South Wales racing and Sydney racing in particular, but it'll be good for Australian racing. There will be the cynics who will be critical of the Golden Eagle and this concept that we've announced. They will be of the view that it won't work, or should not have been programmed up against the Melbourne Spring Carnival, or it doesn't fit the pattern, whatever that means today, because I just don't know. These will be the same cynics who were critical of the Everest, who said the Everest wouldn't work, who said that the Everest would not be good for Australian racing, and that the Everest should not have been programmed up against the Melbourne Spring Carnival. Well, we certainly proved them wrong. Well, what I also know, in any industry today, if you don't keep reinventing yourself, don't go looking for a younger demographic or the new generation coming through, you will not survive. You will perish. The announcement today of these two very exciting initiatives, the Golden Eagle and the Golden Slam, is part of Racing New South Wales' continuing reinvention program. The board and management of Racing New South Wales, along with the ATC, are not only very, very excited about the concept, we're very confident that these two new initiatives, along with an expanded Sydney Spring Carnival, just like the Everest, will be a huge success. Thank you.
I'd like to invite the Vice Chair of the ATC, Julia Ritchie.
I'll keep this short because I think this is about a celebration of quite an amazing announcement today for actually racing in Australia, just not Sydney. On behalf of the Chairman and the Board of the ATC, I want to thank Racing New South Wales, but more to the point, the collaboration we're developing between the club and Racing New South Wales in further developing these initiatives. I do think it's rounding out our spring now to make it the powerhouse spring that it was always meant to be by adding these incredible races. I think it's given great support and reminds us how important Rose Hill, Western Sydney and the Slipper is. We reintroduced the Slipper, I think, as well, because it's the starting point of a lot of the journeys of these horses. So from the point of view of the club, I want to thank them. We look forward to working together in the future on so many more things. It's an exciting time for us all to be working, and it's going to be good for all of us. And I have to say, as an owner, I'm already starting to think about where I'm placing my horses right now. So thank you.
Okay, we're going to open up questions to the floor. Any questions for Russell, Julia, Peter Volandis, or James Heddo, also from the executive of the ATC?
Gentlemen, all these new races, have they been supported by other programming initiatives, or just be one-off races on those new days?
No, there will be other programming initiatives. This is the first announcement of many to come, because the major announcement is how this is going to be funded with a new revenue type. That will be the subject of another announcement. We are finalising a pretty big joint venture. Once that's finalised, we'll announce that. It'll also give us an indication of what revenues we can use, which will basically mean that some of the other races that on this program, their prize money could significantly increase.
Races, obviously, it's right in the heart of Melbourne's major spring carnival. Obviously, expect some criticism for those race dates.
Right, racing is a very competitive sport, and it's also in the heart of our spring carnival. And as I'd outlined earlier, we believe that we need to expand our spring carnival and strengthen our spring carnival, and that's for the betterment of racing in New South Wales. But I also think it will complement racing in Australia. We saw through the Everest the issues in respect of the criticism of running the Everest up against the Caulfield Guineas, and we've seen what's happening with the turnover and the crowd's turnout. So I generally believe, and my board generally believes, that this will complement the Victorian Racing Carnival.
Peter, I was going to say, the thought in Sydney Racing was that we're all moving everything towards the eastern suburbs and Randwick. As I suppose it's a boost for those out west, but is there consultation like with the councils out west in Rose Hill and promotion for it?
No, look, this has been a very confidential initiative. We've been working on it for a few months, so we haven't gone out there because, as you know, it's a unique concept. We wanted to make sure it stayed a unique concept. There's never been a four-year-old event exclusively for four-year-olds, which I think is lacking in our calendar. And so no, we haven't, but we will now. And now that it's out, it's a celebration of the West. You know, the western suburbs of Sydney now have the third richest race on turf in the world. Only the Everest and the Arc de Triomphe beat it. So, and then we've got the Golden Slam, where you've got the Golden Slipper, the Golden Rose, and the Golden Eagle with a $5 million bonus. And who's to say that that may not turn into a $10 million bonus or even a $20 million bonus in years to come?
Why just four-year-olds? Why not 5 and 6 year olds?
Well, we believe this complements the calendar, and there's strategic reasons for this. We want horses to remain in work, give them incentive not to go to stud, give them incentive to stay in Australia. There's a lot of three-year-olds that go to Asia, but if they can see a $7.5 million race, that may change their mind or their behaviour in what they do with their horse. We lose millions and millions of dollars in turnover or a betting revenue with horses that don't continue to race. I've always been told by trainers of the highest ilk that a horse is at its peak as a four-year-old. We have two-year-old races, we have three-year-old races. Why don't we have a four-year-old race? And that's where the concept has come from. There is no four-year-old race in the Melbourne Spring Carnival, so we're not conflicting with anything. And we've tried as hard as possible to complement the Spring Carnival in Victoria, because we believe the spotlight should be on both states, not just one.
How will the charity concept work?
So the charity, so of the $7.5 million, $750,000 will go to charity. The owners of the horses have to nominate a charity that's accredited by Racing New South Wales, so it can't be the Peter Volandis Foundation. And then whatever that horse wins, so let's say it wins first prize, which is $4 million, the charity will get $400,000. If it runs last and they get $4,000, the charity gets $400 or around that mark. So they get 10% of the prize money. So this is also returning to the racing through this new revenue stream is going to return $750,000 to the community and to the most people of the most need, the charities. So we're proud of that. So the charities will be $750,000 better off because the eagle has landed.
If you haven't nominated for the Golden Rose or Golden Slipper, will you be able to pay a late entry into the Golden Eagle?
Oh, they're the sorts of issues we'll have a look at as we work through the programs and through the spring. But yeah, we would certainly not want to exclude a horse who may have missed those races, so it's something we'll look at.
And with your programming, it was 5 Saturdays in November last year. Is this going to help to spread those races across all these dates?
Yeah, for sure. We'll look at how it all blends in. The Bondi Stakes and the Golden Eagle are additional races to the program, but the Golden Gift just moves back 2 weeks. So, yeah.
And with the staying races that you've already got? Are you saying those horses can go to Melbourne and run in the bigger races in Melbourne after they've run in the St Ledger and the Metropolitan?
Well, it's, I suppose it's up to the trainer. What we're doing by extending the spring is giving trainers and owners options to stay in Sydney.
Inspiration behind the name, the Golden Eagle?
Well, we put it 20 names and we put it to a focus group, and by far the most popular name came out to be the Golden Eagle, and naturally it had to be Golden to go with the Golden Slam, the Golden Slipper, the Golden Rose and the Golden Eagle. So, and you need a name that's got an international attraction, and it's got to be, people got to know what it means. I mean, what bird, you know, it flies high, and we're hoping that Sydney racing under these initiatives will fly high.
And Peter, getting into the race, is it going to be more traditional as an order of entry, highest rated horses get into the Golden Eagle?
Absolutely, yeah. It's just the normal conditions, it's set weights, and as I say, you only have to look at the field that we could have attracted last year to realise that there's been a gap in our calendar for 4 year olds, and even the one that we've looked at for this year, the field is extraordinary. So yes, it'll be as normal. There's no concept in this,
no
one
slot,
there's no slot
ticket
owners,
holders.
No ticket owners. It's just a normal situation.
Can I just say, Greg, from the ATC's point of view, we think it's inspired choice to have a four-year-old race and to link the Golden Slipper for two-year-olds, Golden Rose for three-year-olds into the Golden Eagle for four-year-olds. We think that's a masterstroke and an inspired decision.
And the promotion of all these races, Peter, all in one. I know the Everest is a major focus point, and you drive the Everest more than any other race in Sydney. Does the Golden Eagle and the Everest, does it all fit into the one promotion of the spring?
Yes, it does, but we will certainly be promoting heavily the Golden Eagle this year. For us, it's very, very important that it's at Rose Hill. Rose Hill is probably one of the best race courses in the world for facilities. The public facilities at Rose Hill are second to none that I've seen. People should go out there and really experience how good it is, and this is the way we're going to do it. We're going to have the Golden Eagle, actually we've got the great race, the Golden Slipper and the Golden Rose, but we just need to celebrate Sydney's West, and if you look at the population growth in Sydney, it's all in the West, and we need to have a presence in the West, and we need to give a major event for Sydney's West, and the three Goldens will do that.
It's been going listed or better this year after its last couple of wins?
It's already listed. It's in the program. Look, the pattern doesn't really concern me one iota. This is about attracting the under-35s. They couldn't care if it's a listed or a Group 96. It's all about how good the field is, the quality of the field, and the experience they're going to get when they get to the racetrack. As far as the traditional group and listed and patterns are concerned, it's not in our considerations.
It wasn't the driving consideration, either placing the race or determining the prize money of the race.
But the race works pretty well where it was already, didn't it?
Yes. But again, it's now fitting in to this revamped and strengthened spring carnival.
There's a lot of two-year-olds that come into work at that period in time, and they, rather than race or trial, they go straight out to the spelling paddocks. We're going to incentivise trainers to possibly give them one start, and it's $1 million worth for that start.
Okay, any more questions? I'm sure all the details will be up on Racing New South Wales website. And that concludes today's announcement. Thanks for
it. There we go. The latest for you from Racing New South Wales regarding the announcement of the new races, the Golden Eagle, Golden Gift and the Bondi Stakes. It's 22 past 10, Sky Sports Radio.
As a tree change destination, the Mudgee region has it all. Picturesque surroundings, award-winning restaurants and wineries, a vibrant cafe culture and strong economy. It's undeniably one of the most desirable regional centres in Australia. And your real estate choices are endless. From lifestyle properties and farms to character cottages and luxury residences. With over 45 years' experience, the Property Shop team knows the local market better than anyone. Visit thepropertyshop.com.au.
The very best of US racing 7 days a week.
Gunrunner's on top of the world! He wins the Breeders' Cup Classic!
live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
Sports fans, you know the feeling. That moment of realisation that the well-intentioned work barbecue, the christening of your mate's surprise edition, the wedding of your wife's fourth cousin clashes with the NRL preliminary final. It doesn't have to be that way, folks, because Sportsgear is here to help you plan it right and make up better excuses. Go to sportsgear.com.au. Check out the 2019 Sportsgear Diary, the sporting Bible for what's on. Sportsgear! Plan it right.
But who's going to win it? Let Robe is going to win it.
After running a gallant second during the Flemington Carnival, can Irish Derby winner Latrobe chalk up a victory for the internationals in the Hong Kong Vase? Catch all the action this Sunday, live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network. On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And it is 23 past 10. We've got Warwick Farm today racing there. And a quick look at the track and weather conditions for you. Give you the latest updates there on what they are like. We've got, as I quickly bring up the website, which is just taking a while to wake up. A good four, the round at 5 metres, 1,000 to the winning post, 3 the remainder, and the penetrometer 4.77. Paul Joyce joins me. Morning, Paul.
Good morning, Sean. Lovely to speak with you. We've got a good track at Warwick Farm, a vast difference from 7 days ago when we're heading out there, and it's overcast, but we'll get through this meeting, and there's a bit of value to be found, so stick around.
All right, Ray Hickson. Morning, Ray.
Hello, Sean. Hello, Paul. Yeah, hopefully there is a bit of value to be found out there today. More importantly, hopefully there are some winners.
And Andrew Giorgio, Tab.com. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Cozzy. Good morning, boys. And I can tell you that the betting activity on the meeting itself has been quite sprightly heading into this Warwick Farm card this afternoon.
All right, the first, we've got a full field.
And here we have Medivina at $5.50, Shantou $9.50, Leamy Astray at $12, The Art of the Bar $1.50 favourite, Back to My Bay $51, Jet Girl $9.50, and Sellers is an $8.50 chance. Well, as you can imagine, guys, the Art of the Bar, very popular with our customers. 155 best price, now into 150. It's three times as popular as anything else.
Well, the Art of the Bar should lead them. I've got her leading, although Jet Girl's very speedy and gets in with a light weight. So I don't think the Art of the Bar will get a picnic up front. Leamy Astray, the other one that can settle close, right?
Yeah, I think you've got that fairly right there, Paul. I think if Jet Girl wants to lead, I think Tim Clark will be happy to sit up on the outside. If she doesn't, I'm pretty sure he'd be happy to cross. I find it hard to tip against the Art of the Bar, although I think $1.50 is probably a bit short. I don't think she's as good a thing in this race as she was a week ago anyway. That said, she put six lengths on them. She did it pretty easily. It is a bit tougher giving a bit of weight to older horses here, but I think she's obviously the most progressive horse and the horse to beat. Sellers, number seven, went around against her last week and finished 6.6 lengths off her. But I think she'll finish closer this time around on a good track. I don't think she goes at all in the wet. Number one, Medivina for third. She was great first up, not so great second up. If she runs up to a first up run, she could blouse them. And Shantou for fourth, number two. 4.7.1.2. Hopefully we can kick off with a winner.
Yeah, I'm a bit with you here, Ray. 4.7.6.2. The Art of the Bar, she just picks herself really on form. She won on a good track, two starts back at Kembla, and she ran good time, and then she backed it up on the heavy and obviously relished that last week. But she's back on top of the ground today. I just can't see anything really going wrong here with against this opposition, unless, you know, she overraces with Jet Girl. I just can't see her getting beaten. So I agree she's short enough, or probably a bit too short. But she's got to go on top. Seven Sellers, if there's going to be a knockout, I think she's the only one that could really do it. Back on top of the ground this week. I fancied her chances last week on the heavy, but she just never really handled it. Didn't get a lot of room. So I'll stick with her as the one that could perhaps cause an upset. Then we get to the six Jet Girls. She's only got 52 kilos after the claim. She'll be up on speed making her own luck. And number two, Shantou, she's probably the one that sits out the back and just tries out that absolute last crack at them if they overdo it. 4.7.6.2.
All right, race two, full field.
Cozzy, we've got He's Super Lucky at $6. Asorno, $4.80. Above and Beyond, $13. Bare Naked Lady, $6. Natalia, $9. Come Along, $21. Inherit, $7. And the $2.80 favourite is right down the bottom there in Rosina Kojanup. And although it's the favourite, boys, Rosina Kojanup, it's not the most popular runner. That honour goes to the toppy in He's Super Lucky, with one customer having 4,000 at $8 when the market first opened.
Yeah, good speed in this race, you would think. We've got Above and Beyond, who's led to win his two starts this prep. Rosina Kojanup, who showed plenty of pace to win at Hawkesbury first up. He's Super Lucky, who generally sits in the first two or three. And Bare Naked Lady, who led throughout to win at Hawkesbury first up. So, Ray, on paper, you'd think they'd really move along here.
Yeah, look, they could. This is a very interesting race, probably the best race on the day. Some nice promising three-year-olds going around. I've been with Above and Beyond on its two runs back at Gosford and Hawkesbury, and he hasn't let me down, so I don't really see any reason to jump off him at the $13. You know, he's won a maiden in a Class 1. The $2.80 favourite has won a maiden over 1,000 metres. So obviously we're going to need a bit of luck with the speed map. I think what will probably happen is Rosina Kojanup leads and Above and Beyond sits outside with Bare Naked Lady taking the trail. If that's the case, I'd be happy. Certainly on the each-way basis at $13, Above and Beyond on top. Rosina Kojanup, number 8. She's got the boom, a little bit of a boom on her in the sense that she's a half to She Will Reign, and she always had a bit of a rap on her. She got the job done nicely. She needs to settle a bit better than she did at Hawkesbury, but she's the main danger for me. Number 4, Bare Naked Lady. Well, she's won two races as well. She won at Scone, the Inglis Challenge, back in May. And she was handed that race at Hawkesbury when the well-back favourite missed the kick, but she was still too good. Number 2, Osorno, gelded this time in. He'll be the one sitting back if they overdo it up front. 3 each way from 8, 4 and 2.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Rosina Kojanup, 8, 1, 3 and 4. I've always liked her at the trial. She's got that little bit of X factor about her. I know the pedigree probably has her shorter than what she should be in the market, but she may drift, according to Andrew there. The weight of money's not on her yet, so remain patient and keep an eye on the fluctuations there. She was heavily backed first up, 390 into 270, and she got the job done in great style. She came home in 32.50 the last 600 at Hawkesbury, which they can do. And I just think from the gate today, Adam Hieronymus has a couple of options there early, as Ray mentioned. He can either take a sit or punch through and lead. And I just think she's going to go on and win better races. But it's not a one-act affair. Number one, He's Super Lucky. He was soft through the line there at Kensington, coming off that three-week little let-up. And I like him as a horse. Number 3, Above and Beyond. You can't knock what he's done this prep. Two starts, two all on-pace victories. And number 4, Bare Naked Lady. Well, she ran 32.44 the last 600, winning her race at Hawkesbury. So very competitive times with the favourite. 8, 1, 3 and 4. I agree with Ray. The best race of the day on paper.
All right, the third, we've got a full field as well.
Well, we've got the heavily backed Zoologist as a $1.95 favourite. Maestro is at 34. Thunder Pace, $9. Estroverto, $10. Nobu, $7. Grumble, $81. Word for Word, $9. Flying Piero, $7.50. Le Amaro at $18. And the one down the bottom, Helga, you can have $13 about its chances. Boys, there's only one horse in this race, according to our customers, and it's Zoologist. $2.60 opening price. It was still $2.10 roughly half an hour ago. Since then, they've backed it into odds on. It's popular through the multis, and it's holding roughly 90% of the early investment.
Yeah, well, Chris Waller has a strong hand numbers-wise, which speed map-wise, you'd think Thunder Pace just gets a fairly soft lead, but I can't imagine that being the case. Zoologist has got the winkers first time. Perhaps he jumps cleaner and goes up and sits near Thunder Pace. Otherwise, you've got the first starter, Word for Word, who, say you think Billy, she could go forward, and Flying Piero, who had no luck at all 7 days ago, he's capable of going forward as well. So on paper, perhaps Thunder Pace, but